While we believe that history has an eternal life, that life isn't always a complete one. Over time, the participants in a moment of history pass on, which leaves it prone to misunderstanding, reinterpretation, and, well, even denial, such as the case with the Holocaust. While denial is used typically to avoid pain, denial of the Holocaust creates pain, especially for the survivors, few that are remaining, their families, and those with the human sense of compassion. My next guest joins us with the details about the return of a campaign which has the goal of ensuring that never again will forever mean never again as we head toward International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is the end of this month, January. He is the chief of staff to the CEO and head of the Jewish Diplomatic Corps with the World Jewish Congress, Daniel Radomski. Thanks for being here today, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
And the website for the World Jewish Congress is worldjewishcongress.org. I had always questioned the value of hashtags, Daniel, but after seeing what's happened with the hashtag MeToo, and certainly what I've come to learn, you had a great success the first year, last year, with the hashtag WeRemember. The hashtag does come with quite a bit of power to it, doesn't it?
Yes, we certainly believe so here at the World Jewish Congress. We believe that using social media is really one of the best tools that we can have, especially if you want to connect to the world with a global message of high relevance using the language of the younger generation on any and all platforms that they use. Now, you know, the World Jewish Congress is an organization that represents over 100 Jewish communities all across the globe, spanning six continents, under the leadership of our president, Ronald Lauder. Now, the campaign, as you mentioned, was launched last year, and this is the second year that we do this campaign. We're only 5 days into it, and this is really an educational initiative. We use the power of social media, the power of the hashtag WeRemember, to combat anti-Semitism, but also to start a discussion about all forms of hatred, genocide, and xenophobia. And this is an effort that's building up in preparation for International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is coming up on 27th of January. Now, just to take you through the very simple steps, but still very powerful steps of the campaign,
sure.
We are reaching out to millions of people, and we're asking them basically to do a simple thing, to take a photograph of themselves holding a WeRemember sign, a hashtag WeRemember, it is what it says on the sign, and to post this image to their social media. Now, by doing this, we are spreading a message of the necessity of Holocaust education, and we are basically saying that if we don't remember these horrors, we cannot assure that they won't happen again. And this is, of course, a crucial message that we need to spread as widely as possible. And we do this not alone as the World Jewish Congress representing Jewish communities, but we have eager partners. Over 70 partner organizations have signed up with us, and we do this in over 20 languages worldwide. The culmination of the campaign will be on Holocaust Remembrance Day at the end of January, where there will be a live projection. All of these photographs, all of these interviews that we are now gathering alongside messages from key influencers from all across the globe will be actually projected on the grounds of the concentration camps in Auschwitz-Birkenau in the period from 24th to the 27th of January. So we will actually bring these messages, bring the story back to the Auschwitz camp as a further emphasis on the importance of this issue.
You mentioned that part two of the campaign, and I just had this chill go through me. Just the picture it paints and the impact of how it battles the ignorance people injected the history with the reality of the history. That's as far as a spectacular conclusion. I won't even call it a conclusion. I think that will further catapult the education and the awareness past that point.
Yes, and as I said before, we are really seeing this as a starting point for discussion. We are reaching out all across the globe, and the message we've already had very comprehensive media coverage reaching all across to Japan, to Africa, to India. And the main, as you say, this is really a process that we are now leveraging social media to continue the discussion and to enhance the discussion, to reach corners of the globe and to reach other religions, other groups that aren't normally speaking about this topic, but are now very eagerly contributing and want to do so all across the globe. So it's really the start of a conversation, and we are using Holocaust Remembrance Day as a leverage point to also speak about the need to combat all forms of xenophobia whilst remembering the horrors of the Holocaust.
Oh, Daniel Radomski, who is the chief of staff to the CEO, head of the Jewish Diplomatic Corps for the World Jewish Congress, on the web is worldjewishcongress.org. Talking about their hashtag WeRemember campaign, it's a simple act that can make a large difference, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I can imagine, too, that even for those who are ignorant of the history, or maybe have fallen prey to the reinterpreters and the deniers, that they see a Facebook friend holding the the card that says, we remember, the natural compulsion will be, well, what are we supposed to remember? And then the process is off and running.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And we are seeing this, again, this has really turned into a grassroots campaign. Last year, we aimed at reaching 6 million, and we reached more than 250 million people. Mm. And this year, our aim is even higher. We hope to reach 500 million, 500 million people. Of course, we have high-level participation, starting with WJC President Ronald Lauder, also the Prime Minister of Israel, the President of Israel, European Prime Ministers and other ministers, U.S. Senators and Congressmen, all participated in this campaign. But the key focus here is really the grassroots, and to have regular people using this as an opportunity, something they can identify with that could leverage a further quest for knowledge, a further quest into Holocaust education, which of course is key here. But we are using this as another reminder, speaking the current language of social media with the hashtag We Remember, to be able to make that final push. And we do this now for International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Certainly, the goal to preserve history with the facts and the reality is vital. Otherwise, it becomes a fairy tale instead of history. What are the challenges to battle the unfortunate reality that ignorance can be injected with a lot of ease, quite frankly, and sad to say?
Yes, and we see this as an issue all across the globe. We see there is still a need, and you're absolutely right. Even a long time after the Holocaust, we are seeing ignorance rising. We're seeing anti-Semitism rising. This is something that needs to be combated on many different fronts. But it needs to be taken very seriously by the governments. It needs to be a conversation that we have at homes, that we have at schools, that we have at social clubs and in religious organizations. And we need to start this at a very early age. That's why we are focusing on the social media as a tool and as a leverage point, because we see this as really the only tool that can connect us with this message. And as you know, social media is being used as a point of action also for anti-Semites. There is a lot of anti-Semitic propaganda that's being spread across the internet. And now we are doing this effort bringing over 500 million people to the internet to start a dialogue about how we can actually use it as something positive, how we can use it as a point of spreading the correct information and as an inspiration. We've had success stories even all across to Africa, where all of a sudden teachers are using this as a leverage point to start focusing on Holocaust education, even in countries where this wasn't previously seen. And people that are providing Holocaust education in certain areas where this is a challenge and where there's a lot of confronting attitudes will be empowered by this. And we get a lot of stories of support, a lot of stories of grassroots that feel that now seeing the very broad identification with this topic and the fact that it's being put in the center by so many people, also in terms of celebrities, but the regular people as well, they feel empowered to start and to do their own educational campaigns, which is, of course, something that the World Jewish Congress is very proud to do and where we are proud to partner both with national governments, with regional governments, and with civil society in this very important endeavor.
It's also important to note, too, when we say anti-Semitism, that isn't people's first thoughts go into acts of violence resulting in death, which certainly do happen far too frequently. But anti-Semitism can be everything from preventing practice of the faith to when a Jewish, a pro-Israeli speaker comes to a college campus and is either shouted down or threats made to the point where the event has to be canceled for the concern of safety. That, too, is anti-Semitism and also has to be addressed.
Yes, that is very correct. And at the World Jewish Congress, we are actively promoting the adoption of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IRAS, definition of anti-Semitism that makes that broader approach relevant, because anti-Semitism does come in several different appearances, including a disproportionate criticism of Israel, including a demonization of the Jewish state in addition to the Jewish people. And this is, of course, something that we need to take very seriously. Any questioning of the legitimacy of Israel as a Jewish state, any questioning of Israel's right to exist, or any threat to that effect, is something that we need to take, all of us, very, very seriously as current-day anti-Semitism.
So certainly through the month of January, through the hashtag We Remember on your social media page, you too can become a catalyst for the education and conversation process, which is much in need even after all these years of history being taught. History still has, unfortunately, its enemies, and they need to be addressed And this is one of the ways by which that can be done, as well as through the work of the World Jewish Congress. Learn more about them at worldjewishcongress.org. He's the chief of staff to the CEO, head of the Jewish Diplomatic Corps with the World Jewish Congress. Daniel Radomski, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me and to helping us spread this very important message.